Ricky Marquant lives at Cannonvale. That's just near Airlie Beach. I've got Ricky on the line now. G'day, mate.
How you going?
I'm well. Are you safe?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, it looks like the eye's just gone over it. And, yeah, things are calmed down here a little bit for now.
All right, then. Looking outside, what does the eye of a cyclone look like?
It was calmer than during the cyclone. A couple of roofs have a bit of damage, it looks like, a few trees down. But all in all, seems like it's not too bad at this point of time, from what I can see.
All right. What about earlier?
Yeah, it was interesting earlier. We ended up leaving our apartment and went to the apartment below us. It was in the middle of the building as the roof started to come off similar buildings to ours. But, yeah, it's been good.
So your place is okay? No roof? Yeah, no roofs off yet?
Yeah, so the apartment across from us is just like the same complex, has the same building. They've lost the roof in front of us, but wow. Our roof is, intact. So we're doing all right.
Do you know if anyone was inside that apartment across the road?
No, they got out fine.
Were you asked to leave?
No. So it's just the roof started to come off. Our neighbour from downstairs, he came up and said, if you want to come down to the apartment. And so we did, and a few other people ended up here. So the community in Airlie Beach comes together, and everyone looks to be getting through it just fine.
Well, what do you do when you come together for a cyclone, Ricky?
I've got a few beers and had some lunch, and yeah, that's about all you can do.
Tuesday afternoon beers, hey, Arnie, in North Queensland. And that's, I guess that sums up the spirit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been a great sense of community. Everyone comes together, help out. Like, I'd only just moved into this apartment. I'd never met the guys downstairs. I'd never met my next door neighbour, and now we're all having a beer together in an apartment down below, and I think it's a good testament to how Airlie Beach will rebuild after the cyclone.
When did you lose power?
At 10 PM yesterday.
Okay, then. So how do you get through with limited power? I mean, you're on a mobile phone now.
Yep. So I had backup batteries for this. We've got plenty of ice in storage, frozen meat and stuff for food going forward. So have a few barbecues and get a beer time. It should be fine.
Now, Ricky, it's my understanding you own a catering business. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. What did you have to do to make sure the business was safe and secure? What preparations did you have to put into play there?
We can do we've managed to run our stock levels down, so and have some access to through Westmeta Food Service, our wholesalers, if we need to. We can put some frozen stuff into storage. That's about all you can do, and then deal with it after the cycling goes through. So I'll go over tomorrow and see what the damage is, and probably a little bit of loss of stock. We're pretty lucky we didn't have a lot of stock on hand this week.
Yeah, by the sounds of it. Now, what about communications? You've got your phone. How else are you getting information? Are you getting via social media? Do you have a wireless app?
Yeah, social media, Facebook. We've got a community group. Got some good stuff on it. And just the Bureau of Meteorology website.
Ricky, what about the next few hours? What are you expecting? What have you been told is coming now that you're sitting in what you think is the eye of the cyclone?
Yeah, I think it looks, from what I can see from the radar and the bomb site, it looks like it's drifted further north up towards Bowen. So I think we're going to get a bit more wind and rain and stuff. And, yeah, we'll just sit tight and see what happens.